Mr. Sergeant R., and for what purpose?
Admission of the Governor of the State of Arkansas, the Honorable Mike Beebe.
Met the Governor.
As mentioned earlier in this program, the 88th General Assembly of the Arkansas Legislature has begun the regular session. Yesterday, lawmakers were sworn into office in the Arkansas House. This morning, the state's constitutional officers were sworn in. Other formal procedures took place in front of a joint session of the legislature this morning. The Speaker of the House, Robert Moore, presented re-elected Governor Mike Beebe with a key to his office.
Governor, just in case they've changed the lock on your office out there, it is my pleasure to present to you officially the key to the governor's office so we can get you back in.
Newly seated Lieutenant Governor Mark Darr then presented the governor for his inaugural address to the joint session.
It's my privilege as Lieutenant Governor to present the Honorable Mike Beebe, Governor of the State of Arkansas, for remarks.
The governor began his remarks just before 11 o'clock this morning, beginning with a positive but cautionary tone.
Standing before you today, I recognize my good fortune as a man and as your governor. A fortunate man because the voters of Arkansas have granted me a second term and allowed me to help continue our advancement as a state. A fortunate governor because I'm able to give a speech today that is far different than those my fellow governors are giving throughout the country. In many states, the budget process has become one of triage, where leaders desperately trying to save whatever services they can in the face of gaping deficits. Governors across this nation, both Democratic and Republican, have been forced to propose budgets that either raise taxes during tough economic times or set thousands and thousands of children, families, and seniors adrift from programs they have depended upon for years. Education budgets are being slashed. Prisons are closing. Health care programs are being stripped. You have before you a list of these challenges facing other states. It's on your desks. It is only a sample of the unenviable dilemmas other state legislatures face this year. That we do not face such bleak crises here is a source of pride, yet it should not be a source of complacency or contentment.
The governor told lawmakers this morning that they would have to remain vigilant because Arkansas could face its own financial crisis without proper leadership. We'll have more excerpts from Governor Mike Beebe's address that he gave today in Little Rock on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large.